Gemara Mishnah Chayos Matklal Dalad Simon Hay, and we left off. We've discussed the status of a grusha, an almana, and a panuya. So there's one more woman we have to discuss, and that's the status of an arusa. So Bisman Chazal, the Maisa Kedushin, when the husband says to the wife in front of two Edom, Arayim Kedesh Zli B'Davas Zoy Kedesh Mitzvah Yisrael, he makadosh a woman with some type of article, item of value, that the process is referred to as Kedushin, and the more refers to as Kedushin or as to Erisin. The colloquial usage of the word Erisin nowadays is not referring to Kedushin, it's referring to the act of getting engaged. That's not how the Gemara is using the word Erisin. The word Erisin is the first step of the marriage process. At that point in time, the woman is a full-fledged Aishas Ish. If she be Mazana, there's going to be a punishment of Misa. She is totally ushered to the whole world. She's connected to her husband. However, the husband and wife himself are not allowed to be together until they do the process called Nesu'in. Nowadays, we do this back-to-back. The chosen gives a ring to the kala in front of Edom and says, Rebbe Kadesh Zib, the best Zuk, the best Moshe of Israel. We pause and we do the Nesu'in, which is according to some halacha, opinions in halacha, that's the act of having the kala be under the chuppah with the chosen. According to some, it means the yichud room. According to Sardim, it means taking her to his actual bayis. According to some, it's the act of veiling the kala. Different explanations of what the suman is, but we do them back to back. The purpose of the pause actually is to address the possibility of making a second bracha b'ripya gofen on the kais. We already said b'ripya gofen on the first kais. Well, since there's a pause in between, we can say a bracha on the kais's second kais as well, b'ripya gofen on the second kais. We do that. Why don't you just rely on the first b'ripya gofen? Maybe the b'ripya gofen is part of the seven brachas, maybe it's not. So we make this pause. So the whole purpose of the kriyas ksuba is just to generate a pause between the two. But otherwise, we do them back to back. Bizman Chazal, the erisin was done well before the nesu'in. The woman would have erisin, and then they would wait for a period of time for the nesu'in. Some people say that the Gemara says that the time from the erisin to the nesu'in was 12 months. That's a little bit incorrect. What the Gemara says is that they would do erisin, and then at some point in the future, there would be a request for nesu'in. At that point in time, they had 12 months to prepare. From that point after the request, they had 12 months to do all the preparations for the nesu'in. So that might be a time lapse of many years, because if they did erisin when she was 3 years old, and the father would accept the erisin on behalf of his daughter, and they would wait till she was 11 to make a request for nesu'in, and they would do the nesu'in when she was 12. So it could be many years in between the erisin and the nesu'in. Did she have to cover her hair while she was in the state of erisin? Or does the chiyuv of covering one's hair only start when the woman becomes a nesu'a? So Mishabura Paskins, and this is a Shalhalonus Gemara, Mishabura Paskins, according to the Shitas, would say that a woman who's an Arusa is chayiv in covering her hair. There's a chayiv to cover her hair when a woman is an Arusa. So Bizman Chazal, that would mean that as soon as she had the Erisin, she's married and she has to cover her hair, even though she's not allowed to be with her husband yet until they do the process of the Nesu'in. That's a second step, but the chayiv Erisin is enough to be mechayiv to cover her hair. There are two other opinions in Halacha. The approach of the Shulchan Karab seems to be that the chiyuv to cover one's hair is only after a woman has actually been intimate with her husband. So it's not even just that she's in the suah. The chuppah or the yichurum is enough to make her into a nesu'a, but even that is not enough to be mechaber to cover her hair. It's only once she's been intimate with her husband. So the next morning after the chasna. But and then there's an opinion which says that the chiyuv to cover one's hair is when a woman is a nesu'a. Rabbi Avadi Yosef follows that approach, and there's an example of one person which follows that approach, that the chiyuv to cover one's hair is after a woman is a nesu'a. For Ashkenazim, the definition of a nesu'a is after yichud rum. So that would mean they would have Erisin, they would wait many months, many years. They would have the Nesuin. At that point, the woman would have to cover her hair. But till that point, if she was in Rusa, there would be no chiyuv to cover her hair. The question is to apply this into our terms. So the Erisin and the Nesuin are back-to-back. At what point does a woman have to start covering her hair? So according to Mishnah Berurah, a woman, as soon as she's in a rusa, she has to cover her hair. As soon as the husband gives the chassan gives the kala, the ring, the rabbi kodesh is li, at that point in time, she needs to cover her hair. While her hair is covered at that point in time, she has a veil over her hair. If the veil covers the hair to the point the hair is not visible, that would be a valid form of covering the hair. But from that point onward, she has to cover her hair. According to the opinion that's from the Nesuin, the Ramah seems to say the Iker definition of the Nesuin is the Yichud room, is the Yichud. So, as under the Chuppah, one would not need to cover their hair, but after they come out of the Yichud room, they would have to cover their hair. According to the third opinion, which is the Minhag of Chabad, the Chiyuv to cover one's hair would only start the following morning. So, let's clarify what exactly our approach should be, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.